So now we can proceed to the next delicious verse. I love this chapter. Prabhupada liked this particular chapter, this section, very much. When he wrote his poem, Arriving in America, he quoted a section of this chapter because it is, you could say, the essence of the whole process of spiritual realization. Just like, I'll give you another example. In Bhagavad Gita, there are two chapters which are considered summaries. Chapter 2 and then chapter 18. So if you don't want to read the whole 18 chapters, just read chapter 2, just read chapter 18. You'll get a very good idea of what is Bhagavad Gita, because they are summary readings. Atak pumbir dvija sreshta varnashrama vibhagaja svanushtitasya dharmasya sangsidhir harito shanam. Please repeat, I beg you. O best among the twice born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging the duties prescribed for one's own occupation according to caste divisions and orders of life is to please the personality of Godhead. Okay, so for someone like me, this first phrase, O best among the twice born, that's a clue for me. This is how you preach. He's preaching to an assembly of sages. So what does he do? He glorifies them. It's important. You don't say, you're all going to hell. No. So this is important to me. Notice what he says. O best of the, so I'm going to say, O best of the residents of Placentia. That's you. O best of Orange County or wherever you're from. This way, your mind becomes, I like this guy. This is good. That's like one of my favorite stories. After I had been a devotee for a year or two, I met one girl that I had known previously. So she asked me, what is this chanting? I said, you sit in this chair. So she sat in the chair. I sat at her feet. And so I said, I'm going to explain to you what is chanting. So I said, her name was Nancy. So I sat at her feet. Nancy, Nancy, Nancy. She understood. She understood. But we're not chanting Nancy, Nancy, are we? We're chanting Krishna, Krishna. Because God is a person. And because there's nobody, there's no exceptions. Everybody likes to hear themselves glorified. There is no exceptions. Just like nobody likes anybody to say bad things, right? But if somebody says nice things, and God is the same way. So that is another secret science of chanting. We are capturing his attention. He's saying, look how nice this person is saying my name. Very nice. And therefore Krishna blesses you. It is therefore concluded. We've come to a conclusion so far. The highest perfection, not just perfection, the highest perfection you can get, how? Discharging your duties. We all have duties. Women, wives, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Men, you have your duties. Children also have duties. No one is Everybody has prescribed duties. All right? And he says, according to caste divisions of orders of life, everybody, you fall into some category. This is also explained in Bhagavad Gita. By your nature, not by your birth, by your inclinations, by your qualifications. That's like, very simple, you are trained to be an engineer. You're not trained to be a doctor, as far as I know. All right? So you have engineering duties. Someone may be a doctor, his duties is different than yours. But he's got duties, you got duties. I also have duties. Everybody has duties. And those duties are there by training and by nature or nurturing. You were born with certain inclinations. That's why in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told Arjuna, what is this behavior of yours? You don't want to fight? That's not your nature. Since Arjuna was born, what has been his nature? Fighting. And he wants to run off to the forest and take sannyas? He's not going to act any different. He'll just be the leader of all the sages. No, everybody has a nature. You were born with certain nature. Okay, so you have prescribed duties, but here is the key line. How do you achieve the highest perfection? If your prescribed duty pleases the personality of Godhead. And the line is, Sang Siddhir Hari Toshanam. Can we all say that? Sang Siddhir Hari Toshanam. Thank you. This is exactly the same thing Krishna says in chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita. You were there when we covered that verse. To refresh your memories, because I know you all know Bhagavad Gita. I know you do. But just to refresh your memories. So in chapter 18, Krishna says, here are the qualities of how a Brahmana works, how a Kshatriya acts, how a Vaishya acts, how a Shudra acts. He says, these are the qualities, how they work, karma, not janma, how they act. But then Krishna says, doesn't matter. All of them can achieve perfection. Not just the Brahmins. Even the Shudras can achieve perfection. And what was the answer that Krishna gave? By your actions in your work, you worship the Lord. That's it. Same thing he said in chapter 9. Manghi partha viapasritya yepi su papayonaya. Striyo vaishas tata sudras tepi yanti param yati. Anyone, women, vaishas, sudras, sinful papayonaya, they can go back to Godhead. There is no bar. Everyone is entitled. All you have to do is worship the Supreme Lord. Or here, please, because worship the Lord means to please. That's what worship means. Do something pleasing. Just like some of you, after the program, some of you will come up, Prabhuji, can I help you with your equipment? That means you're trying to do something pleasing. So when you do something for God, such as build a new temple, Sam Siddhir Hari Toshanam. Whether you're giving money, or you're giving your brain, or you're giving your service, just like I see it every time I come. After everyone leaves, there's one nice gentleman. What does he do? He vacuums the rug. That's service. And by that service, Sangha Siddhir, he is pleasing God. Prabhupada told us, the person on the altar and the person sweeping equal. Not that I'm sitting up here and only, no. Then I know there are some ladies at the end of the, while everyone's taking prasadam, some of the ladies are washing the utensils. That's just as important, no offense, Raghunandan and Gadadhar. Those ladies that wash the utensils, that's equal service to pujaris. There is no discrimination. There's no, we are superior. As soon as I start to think superiority, I'm on the material platform. On the spiritual platform, equality, real equality. In the material world, we try for that, but it just doesn't happen. Because the material world is a world of duality. And they try in so many ways to create a harmony and peace, but in Kali Yuga, it's never going to happen. But if you want real equality, it's on this platform of devotional service. That's where it is, on the platform of devotional service. Because why? Here, somebody may say, okay, that sounds nice. How is it? It's real simple. In God's eyes, we're all His children. He doesn't make a distinction. He even says that in Bhagavad Gita, Samaham Sarvabhuteshu. I'm equal to everyone. God doesn't discriminate. But He says, but if you go out of your way, Sri Sri Radharaman Bhagavan Ki Jai, if you go out of your way to do something for Him, naturally, He's going to pay you more attention. Why not? So that's our goal. Get God's attention. Prabhupada's guru used to say, don't try to see God. Act in such a way that God notices you. So how, what do I, okay, I want God to notice me. Really simple. Render some service. Doesn't matter how insignificant. Just like every Sunday I come, there is a group of people, devotees, what are they doing? Serving out the prasad. That's service. When Gadadharji, after the arti, he does the bhajans, is that service? Sang Siddhir Haritoshanam. Yes. And there's no check. My favorite story. In the 70s, in Australia, the devotees were chanting on the street. They got arrested. They were in jail. So the leader, he wrote to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you told us to chant on the street. Now we're in jail. What do we do now? Prabhupada said, what are you crying about? Chant in the jail. So they chanted in the jail and they said, get out of here. You see that? There's no check. There's no check. You know better than me that incident in the Mahabharata. Draupadi is being disrobed by Dushasan, right? And at first she's holding on and crying. Then she realizes what? Hey Govinda! She fully surrenders. Bam! Krishna becomes unlimited sari. Sari avatar. Heaps and heaps. So even in that situation, there is no check. Ajamil, on his deathbed, wasn't even thinking of God. He was thinking of his little child. But what was that child's name? Narayan. Everybody. He got the full benefit. This is what I love about this philosophy. That name is absolute. We began our discussion by talking about absolute. Absolute means whether you know it or not, the effect is there. For instance, Putana. When Putana came to kill Krishna, Krishna was maybe 1 month old. So does that mean Krishna had no potency? No, even as a 1 month old baby, he's still God with all the opulences. Putana thought, I can kill this 1 month old child easily. She had killed so many babies. She had a huge history. She was famous for killing babies. She thought, this is just another one. No. So Krishna, God is absolute, whether he's a 7-year-old boy. You know any 7-year-old boys that can hold up a mountain for 7 days and seven nights? Nope. But Krishna was able to do that because he's absolute. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. We'll do one more shloka and then we'll have the japa class. Tasmat ekena manasa bhagavan satvatang pati shrotavya kirtitavyascha jaya pujascha nityada. Please repeat. Therefore, with one pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees. So this is very similar. Actually, there is no difference between the conclusions of Bhagavatam and Gita. They completely fulfill. So we get the same with one pointed attention. In chapter 2, Krishna explains how those who are on this path of devotional service, one point, no distraction. Like, there's that incident shooting, and I think it was Dronacharya was asking, what do you see? And others, they failed. But when he asked Arjuna, what do you see? I only see, was it the eye? Right? He didn't see anything else. So Arjuna was the one who shot. Because he had that one pointed attention. So the same thing is there in Bhagavad Gita, and Sutta Goswami is saying the same thing here. One point. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, and those who are not on this path, their intelligence is multi-branched. Multi-branched. Like your TV sets. How many channels you have, huh? And when you don't like something, click, okay. Click. Right? Some people have 1 zillion channels. Right? Most of the shows are garbage anyway. And on every channel, who do you see? Donald Trump. So, the devotee, one pointed attention. And here it's constantly, just like my name, Nirantara, constantly, without cessation. So what is Sutta Goswami saying? Constantly hear about God. Glorify God. Remember God and worship. Why? He is the protector of devotees. Ram protected Krishna protected. If you, here it is. There's your best example of protection. Look at that. Lord Nrisimha is protecting Prahlad Maharaj. Best example. And that's why that verse in Bhagavad Gita, Kaunteya prati janahi na me bhakta panasyati. State Farm is not going to protect you at the time of death. When Yamaraj comes, no, I have State Farm is there. You've seen that silly commercial. He chants the name of the State Farm and the agent comes. That's how silly. That's never happened to you, right? When you got into an accident, that the state guy just miraculously, I got this covered. But Krishna does. Krishna does. He gives immediate protection. Immediate protection. When Draupadi, Durvasa was supposed to come, and she had taken the meal so her plate would not work, Krishna was Rukmini. With Rukmini, he ran to Draupadi. And she said, but I've already eaten. Krishna said, well, there must be, look at the plate. Look at, what is anything? One little thing. Up. Problem solved. Krishna saved him. Kill Arjuna. Did Krishna protect Arjuna? Yes, and if Krishna had not broken his promise, Arjuna was done. Because on that day, Bhishma promised, I will take care of Arjuna. Krishna had to protect. Krishna had to protect Arjuna, and he had to fulfill Bhishma's vow. Because Bhishma wanted to see Krishna angry like a lion. Running, it was like Bhishma's ecstasy. Yes! Yes! Bhishma would have loved to have been killed by Krishna at that time. That would have been his complete life's desire fulfillment. But what happened? Ooh. Game over. End of the day. Next cricket match tomorrow. Krishna protects his devotees. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Gadadhar, let us chant a little bit. We have a few, 5 minutes. And I love singing with you. Of course. Hare Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana.
Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadava Namaha Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Hari Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana
Gopala Govinda Ram
Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Hari Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana Haraye Namaha
Hari
Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha
Sri Sri Radha Raman Bhagavan Ki Jai